Pretoria and Mahikeng, Peking at 24, tomorrow Johannesburg at 22. The police's search and rescue unit has just discovered parts of a vehicle in the Hennops River in Centurion where the bodies of missing police officers were found earlier this week. Your spokesperson Athlinda Mate speaking to the SABC.
We believe that it could be the vehicle that we are looking for because 150 meters from there, we found a police reflector jacket with the name of Constable Linda. So we've also recovered a front bumper and a back bumper of a vehicle.
We've been informed that the search has been called off for the night. The vehicle transported three police officers, a groundsman and another unknown person from the Free State to Limpopo. Police Minister Senzo Mqunu emphasizes that an investigation is underway.
We are then urging the public to, although free to express themselves, but have compassion and sympathy on this sensitive matter and not create wrong impressions about what has happened and replace facts with speculation.
During a media briefing in Bela Bela earlier today, Mqunu described their death as a tragic loss. Meanwhile, the ANC welcomed the formal withdrawal of the proposed 0.5 value-added tax increase by the Minister of Finance, Enoch Godongwana. The ANC was briefing the media today in Johannesburg at the Albert Luthuli House on matters of national interest. The party's Secretary-General, Fikile Mbalula, addressed the media.
The political decision to reverse the VAT increase was reached after substantive engagement between the ANC and 10 other parties in Parliament.
And in other news, President Cyril Ramaphosa is in the process of establishing a judicial commission of inquiry into allegations of interference in the investigations of apartheid-era crimes. It was referred by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission to the National Prosecuting Authority. So the establishment of this commission of inquiry is the outcome of settlement discussions in a court application which was brought by families of victims of apartheid-era crimes. And then moving abroad, U.S. President Donald Trump blamed his predecessor Joe Biden for the contraction of the American economy in the first 3 months of the year. GDP decreased at an annual rate of 0.3% in the first quarter after growing 2.4% in the financial final months of 2024. In a statement, the White House called GDP a backward-looking indicator. The story is online. Go to jackrandfm.com, click on news. I'm Marlene Fouchier. From myself and the rest of the team, good night.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, nonstop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA. There's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. If Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me. Will make my mama proud. It's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl, I know she's gonna scream. Girl, it's where